This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A summons was issued to a driver of a Toyota Tacoma for hitting a pedestrian Wednesday morning in the four-way stop at Walton Creek and Whistler Road. That pedestrian taken to the hospital. The driver was charged with careless driving, causing bodily injury and failure to yield to a pedestrian in a marked crosswalk. Watch for sheep and sheepers and dogs if you're in the area of the Theo Swallow Fork Ranch. They're moving their herds this weekend. This would be Rio Blanco County west of Meeker Saturday and then through Meeker onto Highway 64 on Sunday. Livestock and poultry owners are being reminded to monitor their animals for symptoms of New World screwworm fly and the highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is sending the information out. At the Colorado Cattlemen's Meeting in Steamboat Springs this summer, Colin Woodall, the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, warned about the New World screwworm.
This is a problem because if not treated, it could kill your cattle in 7 to 10 days and have a tremendous impact on your bottom line. So that's why we're watching in order to protect ourselves from this pest.
Veterinarians are being advised to contact the state veterinarian's office if you suspect a case, and there's more on our website. Geothermal energy options are being explored at the base of Steamboat Resort. It's for the Gondola Transit Center to be redeveloped. The city of Steamboat Springs has been awarded just under $42,000 to conduct a study to determine the feasibility of installing a ground source loop thermal energy network to heat and cool municipal buildings. That's from the Colorado Energy Office. The theme for next year's Winter Carnival is Dream Like a Champion. Kids 18 and under can submit a drawing for the Winter Carnival button. The Northwest Colorado Research Roadshows today complete with an inflatable colon tunnel. It's to help teach about polyps and the importance of getting screened to find cancer early. There's a lot more to this. It's from 10 to 2 at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center. The Steamboat Sailors dance team hosting a Disney character tea party from 10:30 till 12:30 today, Strawberry Park Elementary. The dance team will be dressed as Disney characters. They're taking donations to help with the travel expenses to the state championships. The 42nd Annual Writers Conference, presented by Steamboat Creates, is tonight and tomorrow at the Depot Art Center. It's paint and sip night for the Boys and Girls Club in Steamboat Springs for Rout County High School students. The Wyman Museum Pumpkin Patch, 9 to 2 on Saturday, just on the east side of Craig. The Diamond and Spurs Gala, presented by the Craig Rotary Club, is Saturday night. Those honored for this year's Bill and Nancy Muldoon Humanitarian Award will be Monty Robertson and Tom Gilchrist. The event's at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Saturday night is a piano concert from Beth Blaskovich at Alpenglow at the Granary in Hayden. Oak Creek and the South Route community presents Oaktoberfest from 11 to 3 Saturday, Main Street Town Park, downtown Oak Creek. The U.S. free ski team has been announced. Riley Jacobs of Oak Creek has made the Halfpipe Women's Pro Team. Cale McCarthy of Steamboat Springs is on the men's rookie team. The Moffat County Bulldogs and Steamboat Sailor Cross Country teams are hosting the Sirocco Rams Cross Country team today for the Moffat County Invitational at the Yampa Valley Golf Course in Craig. Football tonight's Dad's Night in Craig at the Moffat County football game. The Bulldogs play Basalt at 7. Sirocco football hosts the Hayden Tigers at 7 tonight in the big annual rivalry. Saturday, Steamboat Springs High School girls flag football team has their second playoff game, 2:15 versus Pomona in Arvada. The Sailor Boys soccer team hosts Delta at 11. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. Moffat County girls volleyball team has an away match tonight against Coleridge. The Sailors volleyball teams in Glenwood Springs. 32 high school mountain bike riders from Steamboat Springs have qualified for the state championships, which are at CMC in Glenwood Springs this weekend. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.